This Sunday at 3 p.m., Baltimore Choral Arts presents Her Voice, featuring works inspired and created by women. The second part of the program features works composed, curated, and directed by guest conductor Dr. Rosefany Powell, who is my special guest today. Thank you so much and welcome.
My pleasure to be here.
Is this your second or third collaboration with BCAS?
The second. The first was a few years back with their Christmas album, where I composed six works entitled Christmas Give.
I remember hearing Ring the Bells and Ogo Nufuna Lua. I found these pieces to be so arresting. They're pieces that you're driving along, you hear, and then you have to pull over just to hear the whole piece, and then you want to know what it is. So it was very exciting to me to discover you.
You know, as a composer, what you've just described is, or expressed, is what I'm looking for. I love it when people have to pull over. I guess I could say that my composition comes out of a desire for people to be moved. I love music for art's sake, but from my background, music for me, especially from my African-American heritage, which is tied into the African heritage, music is to move the soul and the body. All of the being is to be engaged. So I'm so glad that as you're driving, you're arrested because you're paying so much attention that you have to really focus on the song, because that's really what it's about for me.
How would you describe your compositional style? It's very eclectic from my point of view.
I guess I would say it's a fusion of my classical training. Some of my favorite composers are Handel and Bach from the Baroque, which you can hear in the way I use pseudo counterpoint in my compositions. And then I love form, which I got from studying Haydn and Mozart. As well, I love Verdi, one of my favorite composers, as well as Ravel. So I've got these classical influences that, for me, fuse with my African-American influences. You'll hear a lot of jazz harmonies in my works, a lot of rhythmic emphasis, which comes from the African influences, as well as a lot of our sacred music in the Black tradition. Gospel and spirituals have a lot of syncopation, which you'll hear in my works as well. So if I had to describe my compositional style, I would say that it is a fusion of classical music with African-American idioms.
Samuel Barber had a beautiful voice, and I sometimes think that his beautiful music comes because he was a singer.
Right.
Does your singing and your training as a singer, does that inform how you write?
It definitely does, which is why I have to have melodies, because I think as a solo singer, I want my voice to be able to shape phrases and express the text through the lyrical lines. So that definitely impacts how I compose, because I want that voice to be free to express rather than just paint colors or harmonic textures or vocal textures too.
Dr. Rosefany Powell has been my guest, speaking with me about her collaboration with Baltimore Choral Arts. This Sunday at 3 p.m. at Krausar Auditorium at Goucher College. Tickets and more information are available at baltimorechoralarts.org. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.